the goals of the Institute for Cultural Diplomacy are to try to promote cultural diplomacy as actually a practice for the public sector, the private sector, and civil society. But when we talk about cultural diplomacy, we don't mean in the traditional sense of winning the hearts and minds of foreign audiences, or propaganda, or persuasion. What we mean is, how do we educate, enhance, and sustain relationships, with the end goal not of persuading, but of building understanding and trust. And our belief is, if we have more understanding and trust between groups at the local level, the national level, or the global level, it'll be easier for us to work together. And as we were discussing earlier, there are a lot of really urgent problems right now that we need to immediately work on, such as mass atrocities, such as climate change, such as poverty. And right now, we're not working on them. So that's where I think it's very, very important that we actually exercise and practice more cultural diplomacy at every level. Cultural diplomacy won't solve the problems, but hopefully it'll bring us to the point where the relationships between our countries and our peoples are solid enough that we can really work together. We don't have to agree. We don't have to like each other. It's better if we do, but we do need to trust each other. And once that trust is there, then we can get to work. Obviously, in every sense of the word, hard power is about destruction. And in every sense of the word, soft power is about construction. And if you think of the terrible destruction that has come from hard power, not only in terms of human beings, but in terms of, we had a great presentation yesterday about culture and actually artifacts and heritage that has been lost and destroyed. In terms of actually the environment, of course, terrible for the environment. So it's really very, very saddening if one actually were to do the math in terms of the destruction that has come from hard power policies. So in that sense, definitely we need to see more soft power. But I really hope that we can get to the point where, again, we can really get to work.
Our struggle, intellectual struggle against radicalism and extremism, is especially important because peace in the Middle East means peace in the world.
And I just totally believe what I heard just recently, that all you need is love and compassion. So we can agree on that, I think, to start with. But if I talk about the art of cultural diplomacy, I mean it, because we all can live our life as an art form.
Religion is vitally important as I look at the way cultural diplomacy will develop in the coming centuries. For a long time, religion is very often identified as a source of problems, something that actually instigates problems, something that escalates problems, something that is used and abused very often by politics as a way of manipulating individuals. True, in many cases that has happened, in the 20th century and also much earlier. However, we really believe at the Institute that there are many more moderates when it comes to religion than there are extremists. As we talk about Islam, as we talk about Christianity, as we talk about Judaism, as we talk about Buddhism, every faith. So in that sense, the key, in our opinion, is to try to bring together the moderate religious leaders, together with the political leaders, together with civil society. By including all sides in a discussion like that, again, we won't solve the problems alone, but we'll come a little bit closer. So I really think that as we see cultural diplomacy developing, cultural diplomacy and interfaith dialogue are very important.